it's always fun to know that talented people can manage to lead double lives, and such is the case with PT and the Cruisers. All five members have these fascinating worlds at their fingertips, right, Patty?
That's correct. In my spare time, I'm a spy.
007. I thought so.
Yes.
Yes, Patty Tiscareño and Doug Neal. Doug?
Hello, hello.
What's your real life about?
I'm a spy also. I spy on Patty.
Ah, you know, well, she's spying on... This is getting boring now because you're spying on each other. No, my guests are two of the five musicians involved in PT and the Cruisers, and it's just so nice to have you here because you do have interesting lives.
Oh, thank you, Monica, and quite seriously, that's one of the cool things about being the Cruisers is that we're all musicians, probably... That's what we'd love to do full time.
Sure.
However, as you well know, making a living in music is not as lucrative as
yeah.
it could be, unless yeah. you're Diana Krall or someone like that. So,
or you can live on birdseed, which has actually gone up enough that I don't think a musician could live on that either.
I actually have a really good recipe for birdseed. I'll send it to you.
Lightly toasted. It's
lightly
not
toasted,
bad.
Yes.
Tell me about, well, first of all, tell me about your next gig. When do we get to enjoy PT and the Cruisers next?
Next Friday, actually,
right.
The 22nd, we'll be at Dominic's. And what we've started doing with the Cruisers and the way we go to market, I guess, is that we do a dining and show as opposed to playing in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't played in a bar that I know of ever.
You know, in
have
the
you really
days,
managed to avoid the bar gigs?
Well, here's the challenge, Monica, is that all of us have to be in bed by 9:30. And so, consequently, it's really difficult to start a gig at 9 o'clock. There's a lot of times when I'll look over at Andre, who's a drummer in our band, and say, mm-hmm. Remember when we used to be starting at this time
oh,
of the night?
Oh, my husband and I look at each other, and we're immediately after our pre-bedtime nap, we look at each other and say, you know, it's about time to toddle off, and it's when we would normally have been going out a few years ago.
It's true.
Did I say where that was?
Yes, you did. Dominic's,
yeah,
that
by
is
the airport, yeah.
6901 Montana. How far out Montana is?
Oh, right on the corner of Airway and Montana. Right
oh,
there, just, you know, you
cake.
Can see it very easily. But we started doing this kind of a format, like Doug mentioned, because, first of all, we've got such a diverse group. If you look
mm-hmm.
at Doug's roots are largely from the Moon Pie era. A lot of country, a lot of, what would you call your style, Doug?
A lot of country, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bluesy stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Andre Bonaguidi and Gary Hollis are probably our rockers.
Mm-hmm.
Andre's a more classic rock, and Gary is a lot of Beatles stuff. And then Buddy Winston is kind of rounds out the group with his Applejack roots, his banjo, and his leanings in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then I grew up in the era of folk and Barbara Streisand. So we've
got this
eclectic mix of stuff going on.
And it's not just an eclectic mix. These are skilled, highly skilled musicians. You have that kind of crisp but honeyed voice that is just a delight to listen to.
Oh, thank you.
And that's
thank you.
No, it was certainly.
I think she's talking
yours
to
isn't,
me.
Yours isn't bad either, Patty.
Thank you so much.
Certainly, yeah, yeah. See, and this kind of banter that's always makes it fun on stage. Do you still have a good time when you play?
Absolutely. In fact, I don't think we'd play because, quite honestly, after you buy the equipment, you set up, you practice, you got to buy, I mean, I don't know about Doug, but you got to get your nails done, you know, you got to get your hair done, you got to buy a new dress, all that stuff. By the time you do all that, you're pretty much in the hole when it comes to the, you know, the finance part of it. So we do it really because we love the music.
Yeah.
And we really love each other, and it shows on stage. People say that to us all the time. You guys
mm-hmm.
just look like you're having such a great
time.
Yeah,
your family, but not the dysfunctional kind. You all get along, and it's...
No, we're pretty dysfunctional.
Well, okay, that's all right.
What'd you say?
Well, Buddy gets his nails done.
That's true. I never thought about it. Yeah, Buddy picks the banjo, so he has to use...
Is he using the acrylic nails?
Yeah, well, he does. He has from time to time. So, you know, I do have company for my...
That's nice.
For my nails.
Yeah, go out and get... Just get the foot massage while you're at it, too. Buddy is an amazing guy. I remember the first time that I heard him play the guitar, and he has a touch that's just, wow, makes all the other guitarists in the room go have their hands professionally broken and give it up.
Exactly.
But and then I find out that his day job is, I know he was with what was then the Cancer Treatment Center.
He has his own company called Radiological Physics, Inc.,
That's now.
I have
now.
Trouble filing, mm-hmm. spelling physics.
But yes.
Yeah, he has housed out of the El Paso Cancer Treatment Center mm-hmm. for probably 25 years.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't understand that part of it.
And then he contracts with them for, as with other companies, for things like calibrating mammography mm-hmm. machines. He works on the Gamma Knife projects.
Yeah, he's a brainiac.
He's a brainiac.
Fundamentally.
Yeah,
yes.
He really is.
And then he flips and goes way cool as
no
a
kidding.
Musician.
And you see, that's the cool thing about mm-hmm. this group. Because look at Doug. Doug and his day job is a senior vice president for Hilliard, right? So,
yeah.
like, what is your
that
day?
Sounds
your
terribly
day job?
Respectable.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I manage half a country for a manufacturer in Missouri,
and the rest is in chaos. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Half
the other half.
I
have the half that actually is managed.
Yes.
Now there's another guy, but that's what I have done for the last 20 years, ever since I had to quit playing and get a job.
Just talking to you all, and I'm getting around to you, Patty, and your day job, but just talking to you all, what I particularly enjoy about the whole feel of the conversation and the way you entertain and handle yourselves is that you've hit that point in time when not only are you having to get home by about 9:30 because you have to get up early in the morning, but I suspect you're just darn tired at that point. But,
yeah.
But you also don't take yourselves too seriously. You have fun at each other's expense, and there's just that great, relaxed sense of humor. And, Patty, you are the executive director of the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation and do an extraordinary job.
Thank
that.
You. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for serving on my board.
Hey, that's I am so honored. And the only reason, as you know, that I agreed to serve is because I thought, well, only if it's really well run. And then I realized, yeah, I think that'll be okay.
Oh, great.
Patty
Glad to have you on
that.
Board.
But as the executive director, you recorded the Kitchen Project. Tell us about that.
We did. You know, again, because these guys in the band are our family. You know, everybody has a connection to cancer. Everybody has a connection to being healthy. I think part of the reason we play music is because it keeps us healthy.
Yes,
and it does. It's an outlet for things. So what was it, Doug, about 5 years ago, we got together and said, let's record some music. Let's sell the songs, dedicate them to people. And we said, okay. And, you know, the cool thing about it is that everybody in the band was just fearless. We just jumped in with all fours and didn't even think too much about it. Doug was the producer on the project, worked a lot with Eric Bozeman out mm-hmm. at Adobe. And we came out with a project of 12 songs, and we sold the CD, and we still sell them in our gigs. And mm-hmm. to date, we've made about $44,000, 100%.
$44,000?
$44,000. 100% of that has gone to the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and Doug, you're always hawking them at this. We're still selling
them. Well, I've
them.
Given them as gifts, and people just love them. And
Good
then when
know.
They start checking out the cover and understanding the concept of what you did, and each song has a name associated with it.
Right.
And a
story. It's really moving, and it's just a lovely project.
Thank you. And, you know, the nice thing is that it was a labor of love, you know. And
well,
so you can do another one, Doug?
We're talking about another one for the Kitchen Project, too, or maybe mm-hmm. the Bathroom Project, possibly.
You were thinking about maybe the Garage Project.
The Garage Project.
There we go.
Ah, but the Kitchen Project, because the things that happen around the kitchen table.
Back porch.
That's the back porch. Oh, mm-hmm. That's been used a few front porch, maybe. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
I'd stick with the kitchen.
You know, you're exactly right. That's the meeting place. That's where everything mm-hmm. gets done. And mm-hmm. when we do rehearse over at any one of our homes, you know, everybody ends up in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason or another. It's just the gathering place. But
except me, I end up in the bathroom.
So. Yeah.
It's an age thing.
We're not going there.
Yeah, really.
This brings me to I noticed that the information on Gary Hollis mentions that he has a twisted and cerebral sense of humor.
That guy is the wittiest guy you can imagine. You just never know what's going to come out of his mouth. And he's so dry. He's like our own Rodney Dangerfield. You know? I went home after school and my parents had moved kind of guy.
Yeah. And he gets away with it. Well, so at Dominic's on Friday evening, I believe it kicks off at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal, actually. You get a dinner and the show. And the dinner includes a dinner salad and veal, chicken, or eggplant parmigiana,
mm-hmm.
some fresh bread, And you can order yourself a nice bottle of wine, maybe one for the band. That would be nice, huh?
Yeah, one or two for the band.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or three.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can call them at 778-0011. Make your reservation because I think last time we sold out.
Yes,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Fabulous.
We don't play that often. So when we do play, you know, you better come and get it while you can because we're getting old, Monica. You know, it's
that's
not going to be that
long. Can't
much
keep
longer.
Going forever, man. Well, I'm glad you've gone as long as you have, and it would be nice to keep you around a good long time more. I'm talking to Patty T. Scareño and Doug Neal, both members of PT and the Cruisers, who will be performing Friday night from 6 to 11 p.m. Show starts at 8 o'clock at Dominic's, 6901 Montana. Highly recommended that you RSVP at 778-0011. And for more information on the band, go to ptcruisersep.com or call 820-8002. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Good to be here, Monica. Thanks so much.